Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. Hi. I just want to let you guys know that it is World Kindness Day today.
Oh.
It's been a thing for almost 30 years now, and you're just supposed to do random acts of kindness today.
I love that.
What are you going to do for me?
For you?
For you?
You're like, oh, was that today?
This is for you.
Boy,
you know
that snuck up on me.
I'm going to walk over to that kitchen and shut that microwave door.
Yes, thank you.
Think of you the whole time.
I left it open,
You're
too.
Welcome.
I totally left it open.
You always do.
So there's an entire list out this morning on how you can participate in World Kindness Day today. Some of these are pretty good. Compliment the next three people that you talk to.
Okay.
That seems fairly simple.
I can do that.
Hey there, Tammy in HR. You're looking good today. I like your pants. Write a heartfelt note to your kid's teacher.
Okay.
Hard pass.
Say good morning to that random person next to you in the elevator or on your way into work today. Easy stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's just you're just being kind.
It's kind nice.
Of brightening their day. Hey, how are you? Good to see you.
Aren't these things we should do anyway, though?
Pretty
yes.
Yeah.
Don't point out the obvious.
Okay,
thing.
I'm sorry.
This is just today only.
Today.
The rest
you
of the
be
days,
nice.
You can be monsters to your people in the elevator.
You're the only one who exists in this world.
Did you fart in here, dude? Pick up litter? Not going to do that. Say something positive on social media. Good luck with that.
You'll get made fun of.
Good luck with that. Call or text a random friend just to tell them how awesome they are.
Oh, I like that one.
How are you? Awesome as always.
Yeah.
Thanks. Awesome as always.
Can I tell you, I'm afraid to pick up litter anymore. I'm afraid there's something on it with all the stuff
like what?
That happens.
Like a
in
needle?
The world. Like anything. Like a what if there's some kind of like dust on it that's gonna
dust.
Make me pass
oh, yeah,
out.
Like the,
someone's gonna roll
I think
up
I'd
in
be
a van.
More worried about are you talking about dust like
yeah,
drugs?
Like exactly.
Oh,
like,
I thought you meant like dust from like dust
no.
in your
No.
You're so innocent.
I'm worried.
Oh yeah, Katie's pretty tapped into the drug
well, no,
culture.
Well, no, like fentanyl, dude. There's fentanyl in everything. It's like, it's really scary.
It is.
I wouldn't pick up litter either. I'm not going to lie.
Did
afraid.
You think there's fentanyl on it?
Yeah.
I think people put fentanyl
Doritos.
In my McDonald's order. Yeah.
Well, again, yeah, you just have to be a lot more careful nowadays. So I wouldn't pick up litter just because I'm afraid of what's on it.
Can't
That's
that be on anything?
Head.
It could be on your cart handle at the grocery
litter,
store.
I think like if people put trash out in the way, like they're like, someone's going to pick this up and I'm going to be here waiting because there's always that, you know, the good Samaritan who wants to keep this place clean and they're going to take advantage of it.
So somebody's waiting for somebody to pick up litter.
Yes.
And they're going to
There's a van around the corner.
That's what you think is going on in the city.
Yes.
There's a bunch of street toughs in a van somewhere going, hey, let's hang out for the next 48 hours in this van and wait till somebody comes by to pick up litter.
They could.
And there's a chance to get them.
Yes.
And put the dust on them.
When you're least suspecting it. Like, they're not going to kidnap you when you think you're going to be kidnapped.
Oh,
they're going to do
gosh.
It. When you're not
We're just looking for
it.
Good Samaritans who are picking up litter.
You never
Listen,
know.
It makes sense in my head.
You never know. I'm
still
pretty
not picking
sure.
up litter.
What was that, Silence of the Lambs, where she tried to help him move the computer and she got pushed in the van?
Exactly.
Yeah, you never know, Jer.
You never
Always
know.
Be on guard.
This is
guard.
Why I carry nunchucks, though.
See, you're smart,
I do,
though.
In my back pocket.
Katie doesn't do that.
I don't do that. I don't have big enough
There's
pockets.
Room.
Can I tell you that Nick Nack was out walking in our hood, which we don't live in a bad part of town, and she spotted a jug on the side of the road that she swears was full of urine.
Oh.
Gross.
Gross.
She's like, what is this and why is this here?
She do the sniff test?
Yeah, so she took it. She stuck her fingers in it and
went,
Definitely
no,
urine.
She probably didn't touch it because she didn't
No,
want
she didn't.
To. Exactly. She's on guard.
Well, I'm not going to touch a jug of yellow liquid either.
The
a
side
gallon
of the
size. Yeah. Like, who's going to run over and be like, touch.
That's
Maybe
a
you're thirsty.
More.
So in your world, there's a van full of dudes that are urinating in jugs.
We don't want to profile.
Leaving them on the side of the road and waiting for somebody to taste them.
It doesn't have to be dudes. It could be anybody. We're not trying to profile here. Yeah.
Really, it's a bunch of ladies.
It could be anybody.
Straight from yoga class, sitting in their Escalade.
Just had to tinkle.
In their Lululemon pants, waiting.
Just waiting.
Just waiting.
Just waiting.
And they're all taking turns in the Escalade, urinating into jugs.
Well,
this is what's going on.
Quickly, didn't it? Okay.
Who brought the funnel?
I know.
Aiming is hard.
What else is going on in your world, Katie, that we can laugh at?
I don't know. There's a few things. Which one would you like to get into?
I want to talk about what happened with Zoe.
Okay. Oh, the other day when we were on the phone together. Oh, I loved it. No, it was so sweet. So she calls me every single day on her way home from work. It's like, and now she has almost an hour from her job to her home. So it's like, you know, a nice stretch that we get to talk. And the other day she was like mid-sentence and all of a sudden she stops and she's like, Mama. And I was like, oh, my God, what?
Yes,
what?
Baby Nana.
She said it just like that, too.
Mama.
Mama. And I was like, what? What just happened?
Mama, I got to tell you something.
She's like, I just saw a shooting star. That's the first shooting star I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you were on the phone with me when you saw your first shooting star? Like, I don't know why, but I, like, looked at the phone, the time, commemorated the date on my calendar.
No,
like,
didn't.
I was like, no, I did. It was
on
Friday.
You're not going to believe this. I just took a picture of my phone, and it was 11:11 on my phone.
On Friday?
On Friday,
my buddy was at my place and saw that.
Okay, so see,
he literally looked out the window and goes,
you know,
did you just see that shooting star?
They're
meant to hook up, then. They're meant to be together. Okay. You better hook them up.
He's happily married, and I'm sure Zoe's happily in a relationship.
Mom, I need a man.
Zoe's good to go. But she did see a shooting star. And
that
I was
so magical.
The fact that she was on the phone with me when it happened, I was like, the universe made this happen.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
It was. They wanted me to be here to commemorate it with you. And
so what happens? Do you make a wish? Do you?
Oh, absolutely. You make a wish.
What
and then
was
you don't
wish?
Tell anybody your wish. You can't tell people your
Mama,
wish.
Mama, I need to make a wish.
Because it'll ruin it. If you tell people your wish,
is
it ruins
true?
It. Yes. That is wish making 101.
God, I'm dying to know what her wish was.
Yeah, so she made a wish, and it just like I just couldn't stop thinking about it. Because I remember the first time I saw a shooting star, and it was in North Dakota, and I had a habit of just laying in the grass a lot and looking at the sky. Because the sky, no, the sky is so much prettier in North Dakota. Like, that wasn't supposed to be funny, John.
You can thank the chemtrails.
Nobody would play with her. So.
No. Yeah, well, because the thing, I remember specifically seeing my first shooting star and just how, like, it almost paralyzed me for a moment. Like, I was like, what was that? And then I ran in the house and I told my mom. And so the fact that she told me.
It's like, a beautiful moment together that you guys shared. It was a beautiful moment.
You can tell us what the wish means. It's a very well-known science or myth that telling people about your wish does not make it not come true.
They don't know what that's. Josh. Google that. That's mystical stuff. That's like
Mama, don't mess with the universe, Mama.
Exactly,
no, Mama.
You can't Google the universe.
No,
that's not
Mama.
How it works.
Okay. I want to know.
Well, that's exciting for you guys.
Yay,
I'm glad you documented
too.
It and saved the date. It's really special.
I did. It made me feel really good.
I'm really happy for baby Nana.
Me too.
That hamster wheel just keeps running up there, doesn't it?